following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up your
ass. Watch it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainable,
merchantable, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Good evening, everyone. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for May 13th, 2008. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. And with me, of course, we had to go rescue her from the pirates. We had to rescue Elquin Jenna from the pirates, my love, my main squeeze. Elquin, how are you doing now that you're off the pirate ship?
Yar. Hail and greetings.
Oh, she said yar! Elquin has been kidnapped by pirates. For the last week, she's been playing Pirates of the Caribbean nonstop.
Hey, I'm trying to finish this quest.
I see how you are.
I'm almost there.
You just, leave EverQuest behind and go play your pirates, why don't you?
I'm taking a break.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see how it is.
Nobody will miss me. Honest, I'll be
Everyone
back.
Everyone misses you.
I'll be back before you know it. Besides, I just got to get this out of my system. They have a very long storyline quest that basically you start it when you first begin Pirates of the Caribbean, and I'm notoriety 29, and I'm 91% through the quest.
So what happens if you hit notoriety 100?
I don't know.
Perhaps old Jack comes looking for you.
Well, this is like a progressive storyline quest.
Uh-huh.
As you go, you gain notoriety as your levels.
Right, okay.
But it's built to take you from, about level 5, I think, all the way up to... I'm supposed to be done with it at 27, but... I've been trying to work up other skills, so I gained a couple extra levels.
Ah, I see.
The story premise is you're going to help Captain Jack get the Black Pearl back. And you know where it's at. And I've got to help get his crew. And each one of his crew has different things that they have to do before they're willing to go join Captain Jack. So, guess who gets to go do it for him?
Who?
Me.
You?
Yes.
How many people are playing this game and they picked you? Holy crap!
I know, I'm special, aren't I?
You are.
So,
so you catch that short butts every once in a while. Oh, wait, not that kind of special.
Ha ha. Like, the main story chapter... the Black Pearl is 92% done.
Uh-huh.
The second list is 88% done. I'm working to get John Smith, who's one of the crew, willing to go. I'm 64% through that part of the quest. It never ends. I swear it never ends. But supposedly they have it fixed and the boss battle is done. And when I get through rounding up his crew, I get to find out what's next. And eventually, I will get to go save the Black Pearl.
Cool.
So, I'm sorry. I like Pirates of the Caribbean. Plus, they have all these neat glitches in the game.
Exploit!
Shh, shh. No, it's not exploit. It's a glitch. Everybody calls them glitch.
Yeah. Glitch. Shh, shh. You're exploiting bugs in the game.
I'm not the only one.
Yeah, but when does that ever matter?
I don't know. It's increasing my enjoyment of the game.
Let's journey back in time.
And I'm not hurting anybody.
Let's journey back in time, shall we? We're going to go back in time. Oh! EverQuest 1, the Plane of Justice. A lot of people were using that exploit with the pathing issue with the rats.
Yeah, but you got experience.
Yes, but they also took it away from us. Jerks.
But the difference between Pirates of the Caribbean and EverQuest is one big main factor. You can't trade anything with anybody in this game.
That's right. There's no twinking out in this game. Where am I? I don't know.
I don't know where you're at. I'm sailing on the sea blowing up a Navy Colossus.
I see. Well, I'm actually standing in the new LOK Guild Hall in Gorrowind. It is not done. I've gotten some decorating done, but wow.
It's not done yet?
Decorating a large house when you have zero money is kind of difficult, so I'm just taking everything out of the old house and trying to make it work here, and it's not really working. Xanadai is supposed to be coming in to help me decorate, and she says she has some great ideas. And
well, if you know, I'll drag Krima in and make you whatever you need.
Oh, she's Xanadai is making a list for you. Because she has some ideas for the officer's lounge.
Okay.
And by the way, you got to log into EverQuest 2 and come see the officer's lounge in the new LOK Guild Hall. Because I think the hot tub area... See, in the Legion of Kithagor, we call the officer's private forum the hot tub. So, of course, when we figured out that we were going to get a place here... and have a specific area specifically as an officer's office, gotta build a hot tub. So I have made a fantastic... I mean, this is probably the only thing in the place that Xanadai is not going to do that really turned out fantastically well. And we've got a huge hot tub area.
Cool.
We've got a gigantic hot tub area. I put this together just using stuff that I had in the old house. It looks great. I mean, the hot tub itself isn't big, but the area around it, I think it really turned out well. Of course, we will have a hot tub for the Legion members too, I believe, at some point. The tub itself will probably be bigger because they're
turning into a bathhouse, isn't it?
It's going to be a brothel. It's going to be the Legion of Kithagor Guild House and Brothel. I'm going to go around to Nariak and Freeport and pick up some unfortunate souls and see if they want to, you know, housing and stuff, you know, free room and board. But you know, you got to do things. Yeah,
that's one way to afford all the furnishings.
There we go.
Put them to work.
Let's see this. We're being linked a Fey Iron Scourge. What is this?
I didn't know.
Oh, it's a flail or a whip type of thing.
So how you liking the new bank space? Have you checked it out?
Haven't checked it out yet. Let me zone out of the guild hall here and I'll check it out. Oh, by the way, anyone listening who is using my UI from EQ2interface.com, you may want to not use it until I update it. there is a crap load of updates to the UI for Live Update 45, and it's going to take me... I'll probably have it released tomorrow night or the next day, but there's a lot that has to be done to get my UI current. So anyone using the Kithagor's Forest UI, give me a couple days, it'll be ready. I'm sorry, I'm not one of these guys who has their UI ready the moment the patch is released. I'm sorry, I just don't have that kind of time. I'm at work most of the day.
Well, that, and you've tried it before, and sometimes they change stuff between live test and live.
Yeah, I mean, right at the last
minute. And
then
you're back at the drawing board making changes real quick. And
mm-hmm.
So, it's cool.
Let's see here. Okay, we're back. Sorry about that, folks. I hit a blue screen of death. I haven't seen that in years.
And you just changed videos cards, too.
You know, I can't win. I think it's just time to get a new computer entirely.
I'm sorry, hon.
And then go down to the people at iBuyPower and shoot them in the face! God damn it, I've had nothing but problems with this computer. Not like you, of course, with yours, but...
Well, you know, I bought from Puget Systems, and I did have some problems. It seemed like every 3 months I was calling them up and going, guys, and bringing it back down, and they would check everything out and replace the motherboard, and another 3 months I was back down with them. And eventually, the third time, I ended up talking to the owner himself.
Yeah.
And he said, this is ridiculous. And he sent me a whole brand new system. And I sent him the trash.
And you haven't had any problems since, have you?
No, and come to find out, they had a bad batch of boards. But, you know, they are really good. I'll still buy from them. My next system I'll probably get from them, too. Because they're down in Bellevue, and that's just about an hour drive for me.
Yeah.
And, when I got it, I drove down and picked it up. I'm really happy. They've got some really interesting systems that they do with water cooling.
Mm-hmm.
They've made, the thing looks like a radiator on the outside of a computer system.
Oh, yeah.
But they've made these for the military. They also made a, totally submersed computer. They did it in mineral oil. It was great. You can always look them up at just do a search for Puget Systems, and it should come up. I'll double check that.
And that's Puget for those of you who don't live in the Northwest.
Puget
Systems.
Yeah. So the URL is PugetSystems.com, and they do ship, and I've never seen packaging like that they use before. It's just incredible, the packaging they have for when they ship stuff. The way I ran across them is I was looking up your computer place that you bought yours from, hon. What was it, Better Business,
iBuyPower.
Yeah, I know, but the website that I looked up, the rating.
I don't know.
I don't remember either, but they have an excellent rating.
Okay, so like I was saying before, I was so rudely interrupted by a crash. If you got the Kithagor UI. Don't use it until I update it. There's a lot that you're probably not going to be able to use right now until I update. Let's see. set back up here. I don't know. If I crash again, I'm just throwing my old motherboard back in.
You mean your old video?
Video card, and I'm just going to return this, because...
And you liked it.
Yeah, it was running really well, too, but, you know, it's... With the old card, at least I wasn't, you know, getting a blue screen of death.
I don't know, hon.
So I don't know what's worse.
Well, at least you're not running Vista.
Oh, God. I can imagine the errors in store if I actually went to Vista. God.
I know, there's some people out there that still think it's okay, and it probably is, but I don't know. Don't want to go there. What we have works. I'm not fixing it. Maybe the next system.
Yeah, we'll see.
So far, I haven't seen anything that's really, really impressed me. It takes forever to come up.
Oh, yeah? That's mm-hmm. right. You have a couple computers that are running this at work, yeah.
Yeah, laptops, and it's just like, well, let's go make ourselves a pot of coffee and, you know, make a few phone calls, and then we'll see if it comes up.
Right. Oh, boy. Now I'm all upset about crashing, and I don't feel funny anymore.
But you're supposed to be funny. Think about... Cheez-Its thong.
Oh, God. I don't think anyone really wants to think about Cheez-Its thong. Except for, of course, another Rotunga, maybe. All right, let's see. Let's check out the new bank here.
Bank spots. It's all extra bank slots. I mean, that's always something to rejoice about.
Yeah, let's see here. There are 4 extra regular bank and 4 extra shared, and I believe anything in the shared area, including money, can be shared with all of your alts.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was super cool. That means I don't have to ship stuff to Crema anymore.
No.
And Crema doesn't have to ship stuff to me.
Now, how does that... Now, I remember in EQ1, you could not put lore items in the shared spots. So I wonder how that would work.
Well, you still probably can't.
Well, let's see. I probably have something lore on me. Let's see. That's not attuned. Let's see here. Something lore that's not attuned. Or no trade. Let's see. I don't think you can put no trade. No, you can't put no trade items in. Come on, something lore. Oh, that's no trade. Come on. Something that's lore but not no trade that I don't have attuned. Let's go. Let's go. We gotta use something here. No trade, no value.
Well, I'm guessing you can't.
Oh, wait. I know. I have something back in the house. I have a set of mushrooms in the house. That's lore. No, because I couldn't take them both at the same time.
Well, they did away with a lot of, items that were marked as lore for your home. They took the lore off of it.
No, I know the mushrooms still are lore. Because I couldn't carry 2 of them at the same time when I did this move to the Gorowin house.
I know, but the latest update took that off. I don't know which items yet, but a lot of house items that were marked lore.
All right, well, let me check.
Okay. And while he's checking, this moment of silence is brought to you by Deep Mug Tavern.
Yes, whenever there's an uncomfortable silence, blame the Deep Mug Tavern.
And that's located in downtown Babelshire.
No, it looks like the mushrooms are no longer lore. Nope, no longer lore. Okay.
I think this week they're having a 2-for-1 drink special.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
You're full of it, you know that.
full of what?
Ale.
Well, actually, I'm full of Captain, but we'll talk about that later.
Oh, yes, and there's also a new button in your housing window.
Oh, yeah, is that cool? I like that.
Packing contents.
So
you can take everything that's in your house. This would have been great, like, you know, last week when I was moving all this crap over to Gorrowind. But yeah, without those moving boxes, you can collect all of your items and bring them with you.
Well, the thing is, it's mainly for redecorating. Instead of moving everything, you can't take the box with you. It still stays in the house.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Like if you want to redecorate instead of, or just move stuff around, you don't have enough boxes or bags or whatever to carry stuff, you can just throw it all in the box and then redecorate.
Oh, but the box can't come with you. Okay.
No, you can't pick that up.
All right. Well, I wasn't
sure. So I've been thinking, you know, I was thinking about that not too long ago about, you know, how I wouldn't mind redoing my place, but I've got so much stuff to move around that my only other option would be to buy another place and then move back, you know, sort of thing.
Mm.
And then I saw that and I went, ooh, cool. That works. I like that.
All righty. And, yes, Zenda asked me to make this announcement just before I crashed. For those of you on the Antonia Bale server, the Itsy Bitsy Spider Tavern and Gambling House has been redecorated and it's reopening with new digs at 4 Bale Court.
I didn't know they got gambling.
Apparently they have gambling now, according to Talk, who just said that in the Gook channel. Antonia Bale server, 4 Bale Court, and you want to look for the spider.
Visit the spider.
I wonder what sort of gambling they got. That'd be interesting.
Well, I don't know.
Blackjack, I bet. I'm good at blackjack.
Now, the Itsy Bitsy Spider is run by the Vagabond Knights. So, yes. Could, you know, it's Fratonga gambling there. Probably, you know, gambling with cheese.
You don't think they're shoving Fratongas underneath cups and shuffling them around, do you?
I doubt that very much. Well, they probably have Rotongas under the tables robbing you. What about the Guild Bank? Anything new here in the Guild Bank? Let's see. I don't think there was anything new in the Guild Bank. See, deposit, withdraw. I don't see anything new in the Guild Bank in the system.
I didn't read anything about it. So you going to go try the new quest out?
What new quest is that?
Well, you got to go over to the probably... For us, for you, it'd be North Kinos to the priests.
Oh, for Bertoculus?
Yes.
No, not on the air. I have a hard time doing stuff and broadcasting at the same time. I just kind of go quiet while I'm trying to concentrate on what I'm doing.
You mean you can't, never mind.
Oh, what's this? What's this? Disconnect Elquin? What?
No! I thought you were multi-talented.
You above all people should know I am.
Well, yeah, but...
Oh, Joe Toon on the Befallen server is telling us it's not Bertox, it's Rosset.
What?
So that's cool. Well, well, think about it. Bertox was already out. People could already follow Bertox. So this thing about cleansing a plague would be for the Great Healer, Rosset Knife.
But
look, what but? There's nothing to but about here. Rosset was the god of the healers. Heal, curing disease.
Which is?
From what I understand, there's a plague quest.
Right.
Plague, cure the plague, heal. Okay. Rosset, what is there not to get about that?
Can you spell that out for me? Just kidding.
I thought you were multi-talented.
Well, I just knew the quest was about a plague. That's all.
Let's see, there was also supposed to be something new with the guild system, but I don't see it.
The guild system?
Yeah.
Gameplay, quests, items. Oh, it's the way, well, the one thing I do know is that experience from trade skill writs have changed the where there for a while you were getting less status doing level 70 trade skill writs than you were doing for level 69.
Hmm. Oh, so and they changed that. It looks like they've also they're allowing you to re-roll your achievements. There's the button for resetting Ranger and Predator achievements on my achievement window.
Hmm.
So they're allowing you to do a reroll for free.
That's always good.
Mm-hmm. I like reroll. Reroll's good. I don't know. There was supposed to be something new about the chat window, but I don't see anything. I'm not seeing anything new. I'm not sure what's wrong. What the new chat thing is. Not seeing anything.
I don't know.
Well, you're supposed to know these things.
So besides redecorating this place, you done anything else interesting?
Not really, for the last week or so, really. Been trying to spend time getting the thing together. Trying to get the new guild hall together, that is. Outside of that, no, I really haven't been doing a whole lot. Let me go back in the house here. Actually, I'm going to go back to Kino's here.
Well, I know when I come back, I'll probably need to start working on my tinkering.
Why in the world would you want to torture yourself like that?
Because I think tinkering is fun. They have some pretty cool items.
Hmm.
It's just a matter of doing it.
Loading to Kino's. South Kino's loading up.
Two royal chests. I like that.
Royal chests, huh?
Royal chests, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So well, when you blow ships up, you either get royal chests, treasure chests, or crates.
I see.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'd like to go try burning Pirates of the Burning Sea, but so far what I read, if I become a pirate, I'm automatically free game for anybody to blow up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm. I'm gonna go try to find the Itsubitsu Spider here. Where is Bale Court?
Right next to where you used to live.
Oh, okay. Let's see here.
I think it's in the same building.
All right, let's check that out. Visit.
Different door.
Yep, visit the spider. It's the same house as Jethel's house, except you just visit the spider. So I'm going to go in here. We'll see what it looks like. Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, a little bit later in the show, after all this boringness, we did go to the movies last weekend. We went to see Iron Man. Unfortunately, we were having such a great time with Brass from thebrass.com last week, we completely forgot to play Cheez-It's review of Iron Man. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and load that up right now.
And no, we haven't went to see Speed Racer, but a friend of ours did at IMAX, because there's an IMAX cinema down in Seattle, and he loved it.
Well, that's all fine and dandy. I'm not going to go see it. If you want to see it with the kid, you go right ahead.
Well, I grew up watching Speed Racer, so.
Yeah, you go right ahead. Have fun with that. Okay, I've got it loaded. So here is Cheez-It's review of Iron Man.
Hello, everyone. This is Cheez-It Nibblemons, and I'm here today to give you my brand new movie review. And today it's Iron Man! This is the story of Tony Stark, who owns his own weapon company. He makes lots and lots of weapons. He must be a really good artisan. Sounds like he might be a weaponsmith. Okay, well, he gets kidnapped by terrorists, and they want him to build this great big weapon. But instead of building the weapon, he takes all the pieces and components and stuff, and he builds himself some armor. Armor with guns and missiles, and they go... Oh no, Tony Stark, you can't get away from us! And he's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get away. And then, boom, boom, boom! Then he punches them all out, and then he flies away. He goes, whoa! Boom! And then he crashes in the desert, and then he gets picked up by the military, and he gets brought home. And then they bring him home, and then they find out that the terrorists have all of his weapons! They somehow get his weapons! Why do they get his weapons? I don't know, because I ran out of popcorn, and I had to go up to the lobby to get some more. And I always like a little cheese with it, some nacho cheese in a little cup, and then I get my popcorn in it, and then I eat it. It's good! But then I had to go back, and then I missed everything! Next thing I know, there's a big robot fighting the little robot, and then they're flying around, and going, whoosh, 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 whoosh. Say, hey, wait a minute, let's see about 10% thrust capacity. And then he turns it on and goes, boom, 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 right into the ceiling. It was really funny. And then the people behind us started throwing popcorn at us because I was making too much noise. And then Jethro turned around and said, hey, wait a minute, you don't talk to my Ratonga that way. And then the guy went, oh my God, it's a giant rat. And then they all got up and they ran away. And then the police got involved. And then we all got taken down to the station. And Jethro and Elkman got fingerprinted. And then I got put in a cage. Why did they put me in a cage? I'm not a rat. And then the drunken dwarf had to bail us out. And he showed up and he was like, ha-ha, you guys get picked up by the police. Ha-ha-ha, let's all get blind, stinking drunk. And then we all had to go home. And then we missed the rest of the movie. Well, we're going to, like, render it on video or something later on. And that's it. That's the story of Iron Man. Go see it. Stay for the credits. There's stuff afterward. Or so I was told by Phylock. What are you waiting for? Go see it. PG-13 is in the theater right now. You might be able to get some nacho cheese and popcorn. Do it now. No, wait. No, no. Not now. Not now. You have to wait till after the show. You got to listen to Jeff. Stop. Don't go.
This is Alan Brenlow Crosby, Senior Director of Global Community Relations at Sony Online Entertainment, and you're listening to Online Gaming Radio.
Thank you. Thank you, Antonica. And now here's one from her new album. I think you'll like it.
No one messes with Green Man.
Hey, guys, come on. I'm just trying to entertain the crowd here.
Watch yourself now.
Fine. Dwarf, hit it!
Oh! Antonio Bale's got a great rack. Tries to touch it, your face, you'll smack. Strong and firm, protected from attack. Holds all the weapons in the closet in the back. What? What'd you think I was talking about? It's a weapons rack! Oh, you dirty-minded little... let's do it.
We're all set here, guys.
I'm ready to go.
All right.
Get it ready? Let's do it!
Well, you can tell by the way I got us bagged. Connection's bad, we're spiking lag. You got heat, you got flame. I got us killed, the lag's to blame. I don't know why, I can't say. The crowded servers get this way. You're all ticked, I won't be too. The mob's got the gold, we got screwed. Connection's getting tricky, hockey getting sticky. We're spiking lag, spiking lag. walk against the wall while Gil is getting mauled. With Spike and Lag, Spike and Lag. Ha, 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 ha. Spike and Lag, Spike and Lag. Ha, 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 ha. Spike and Lag. I'm logging back in, but I got kicked off. Got 2 gigs of RAM, a 1 gig card. Doesn't make sense, feeling like a tard. I don't know why, I can't say. It's no good, but I can't play. Got back in,
I'm good to go. You replaced me 50 minutes ago.
Connects are getting tricky, the hockey gets sticky. A spike and lag, spike and lag. Walk against the wall while the heel is getting mauled. A spike and lag, spike and lag.
Got the kill, packs full of me, crashing and dope like a clockwork machine. Well, you got no soul, you're teaming with a troll and acting like a ham. At the end of the day, don't you feel like a man? Hunting and killing, got no time for your friends. Gambling with a gun and trying to double your pay. Only reason you play, watching your phone every day. You scooping up the loot, the time for anything else. Ah, that's good, bad, who's got time for that crap? It's all about the platinum.
It's all about
the platinum. Well, that's the dumbest move I've ever seen. Carding and shout and causing a scene. I got better things to do, got money to burn. You're getting rotating camps, you got a lot to learn. Polish grand and tomahawk, ha! Don't make me laugh. I solo wind feather, cutting box in half. You tremble in your boots when you hear a bat squeak. I got my hallmark done in under a week. Your medication's a disaster. You're getting bit by rats, or wish your horse was faster. Hey buddy, listen up, get it straight. The sword by your side, I'm using as a paperweight. Up and with the levels, be wary. It's hairy to learn your class, high and will be scary. So hold aggro for a change, and maybe we'll talk. I'll go find a short here and take a
it's
long
walk. It's all about the platinum. It's all about the platinum. It's all about the platinum. It's all about the platinum.
Yeah.
So what you gonna do? Wanna go Uber? Can you tell me?
menace from moons and decrees of a man. Don't you come up for hours? Elemental dragons be pushing up powers.
You wanna run with the ranger, huh?
Yeah.
Popping up arrows as they scream overhead.
Well dressed in the chainmail I'm making. I got my killings in my home, girl be saying. Just staying up all night for the day. I think about all the gold that I may have slain. Just saying, if I fire threads in the sand. The giants and the ghouls know I'm the man. They stand for the line, but they know it's not the end. They fall by the wayside, my journey into kicking on the end. Well, the path's got my silvers in the plant, and that got my horse dragon tail in the back. The men just keep my equipment up tight. It's right, you keep up the battle all night. The dragons are like a giant. While they're walking on, they're running or flying. My pockets waiting down, be busting. Cause I'm looting all the coffins you're flushing. Waste not, want not, work while we live. A charity of sale, all welcome to give. Collections in the know, bring cash. And why? There's people dying to pay for my stash. Never gonna be without funds and that is why we all say it's all about the plan.
It's all about the plan, the bomb.
Yeah.
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 It's all about the plan, the bomb.
So what you gonna do? Wanna go full by caving down winners from losers? Cranked up and torn bombing for hours. Elemental dragons, you're punching up flowers.
Okay, and we're back, and I've got a, I really have to give my, I really got to tip my hat to Tonk and the guys at Vagabond Nights. Wow, you guys did a fantastic job with that place. It looks really cool. The, if you got a chance to go, Antonia Bale server, 4 Bale Court is the last house in South Kinos before you get to the Kinos docks. Right-click and visit the spider. And, hell, go on up to the second floor and see their aquarium. The aquarium
looks...
Oh, cool. The aquarium looks great!
Do they have that big fish in it?
Yes, the swordfish, yes.
There's a quest you can do for that. I just haven't found that one yet.
Hmm.
But, yeah, that aquarium idea is great.
It looks fantastic. It really does.
There's so many great designs and that people come up with. I used to do fireplaces before they actually made them.
Yeah. Yes, I remember. Yep.
I remember back, way back when.
You know, we need to... say congratulations to EQ Tuesday.
Oh yes, EQ Tuesday have another year, another year under their belts, and congratulations. Yes, their anniversary. Congratulations, and of course, you know they're just stealing. You're just stealing my thunder. That's all.
Oh please,
because next week. Is my show's 1 year anniversary.
And we're going to hijack somebody for it.
Yeah, we got to get somebody. Okay, well, let's see. Just to try it out, I hit that pet contents and it says 96 items in moving crate. But where's the moving crate?
It should be in one of the rooms.
Well, let me go look around because it's not in the main room. No, it's not in the main room.
All right, look in your packs, just out of curiosity. I thought it was supposed to show up in the room.
Not in the room where I was. I'm going downstairs now. No, nothing here. Not here. And I'm not seeing it in my inventory either. Moving crate. I'm not seeing anything called the moving crate, so far, anyway. Mannequin, razor.
Do Check Mom's site. She had a write-up on it.
Yeah, I don't. It's not in my inventory. I don't see it.
Check your bank vault.
In the bank?
The house vault.
I already checked there. Actually, my vault was full. I'm going to check upstairs real quick.
It's got to be somewhere.
Well, I would hope so anyway. Oh, there it is.
Oh, it was upstairs.
Yeah, it was upstairs. Oh, and Domino was telling us happy birthday, Delmon. Now, is it Delmon's real birthday, or are you just congratulating him on the anniversary?
Or maybe it was Delmon's birthday and not EQ Tuesday's anniversary.
Oh, Xanadai saying it's his real birthday. Well, you know what that means.
We get to spank him?
Not only that, he gets a visit from the birthday troll.
Oh, no!
The birthday troll! We love the birthday trolls.
Only if they bathe.
Very true. You really don't want them showing up on your front door, you know, when they haven't been bathed or anything for a while. So yes, the moving crate was upstairs. So that's always good, and you can move it. You can move it or open it, but I can't pick it up.
Right.
All right.
Told you.
Well, that'll make it a little easier for redecorating, definitely. And Domino is in the chat server. Domino, if you had anything to do with this, I love you.
Of course she did.
I love you. I want to take you out to dinner. And we'll have a grand old time. Me, you, Delmon, and what the hell, we'll throw Grimwell in there too. Just for the hell of it.
You're gonna have Grimwell for dinner?
No!
You want to eat Domino for dinner? I don't understand.
I'm not commenting on that. Damn it, Elkrin, you're gonna get me sued for sexual harassment here.
Me? Nothing, no. Oh, no. I'm an angel.
Yeah.
I am.
Sure you are, hon. It's all right. We understand. Oh, boy, that is sad. That is so sad.
What?
I have 1 hour and 9 minutes to go on my rent.
Yeah?
And I don't have the money to do it.
See, that's why you miss me in-game.
Exactly. I just love you for your money, hon.
I know.
No, I just haven't been out hunting, and I've been doing decorating, so I've been spending money but not getting any in. So, that doesn't help matters.
No.
Alrighty. So what else is there to talk about this week?
Oh, there's new silverware and utensils and stuff.
Silverware and utensils!
Yeah, the guy in Thundering Steps, he's got more quests.
Oh, cool.
More kitchen gear.
So you can make up your tables a little bit better?
Oh, yeah, there's some really cool stuff.
Excellent. No, Delmon, there are no sporks.
Well, it kind of looks like a spork, but it's okay.
It could be a spork.
I think there is a spork.
No. Okay, well, let's take a look at the guild event thingy here, and let's see. We have some dings. Gaven is now a level 35 monk. Congratulations, Gaven. Let's give him the ding here. Ding, 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 ding. There we go. There's Gaven's ding. What else we have in the thing here? Santine, brand new member of the Legion of Kethakor, is now...
Nope, she's an old one. She was with us when we first started.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And then she left and went to...
Warcraft.
And various other games, I imagine. But Santine, level 15 Illusionist. Congratulations, and let's give it a ding. What else we got here? See here. A woman! A woman is now a level 80 conjurer! Congratulations! Congratulations, a woman! Level 80 conjurer! Let's see here. What else we got? A conjurer. And Nasria is now a level 45 monk. Congratulations. Here we go. Let's see. Nothing else recent. Let's see. Latesh. Latesh is a 53 troubadour.
Woohoo!
Congratulations. What else we got here? Nanolian. Nanolian is a 69 paladin. We're not going to talk about the connotations of that, but congratulations. And then Countess. Countess is a 45 Templar. Templar, congratulations.
Templar? I like that.
There we go. And nothing else really recent. So let's see here. Who is this?
I don't know.
You're supposed to know these things.
I forgot my scorecard.
Oh, come on.
Mm-mm. And I know that there's some improvements to trade-skilled weapons, which affects you, too, as a woodworker.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. You can imbue... Imbue. Vibe is what you drink. Imbue is what you do. Okay. Imbue.
So you can now imbue more items. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, Den Mom has an excellent, excellent write-up at... I always say EQ2... Well, let's put it this way. It's EQ2.EQ... Traders.com. She's got pictures. I like the pictures. Pictures are good.
Yes. EQ Traders Corner. Brought to you by
the Den Mother.
And there's a picture of her wielding a loaf of bread on a stick.
Loaf of bread on a stick?
Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like.
What the hell kind of a weapon is that?
Home? With the Den Mom, you never know.
It's very true. Den Mom can make
anything. Would you go up against her with a loaf of bread on a stick?
Absolutely not.
Nope.
You know, I'm surprised they haven't made a rolling pin.
No,
that you could wield.
Oh. I bet you that's pumpernickel.
Could be. Pumpernickel, of course, a very
humble,
hard bread.
Pumpled nickel.
Oh, God.
That was good.
What's wrong with you?
I have a pirate joke for you.
You have a pirate joke for me? Alright, what's your pirate joke?
What do you call a pirate with a piece of rope?
What's that?
Naughty.
Boom. I yawn very loud at you. Or yes, I sigh very loud at you, actually. Why is there a frogluck next to me named Pimple?
Maybe he wants you to squeeze him.
I'm not squeezing him.
Oh, come on, hon. You know you want to squeeze the pimple.
No.
Just a little squeeze.
Let me think about it. No.
Well, just... it's better than licking the pimple.
I'm going to hit mute on you really quick. You know that?
I'm sorry.
Just for that, I may have to sing live.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Promise?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe.
So, have you gone over to Dem Mom's thing?
No.
Have you seen the plates and stuff? Oh, they're so cool.
Oh, I have seen the screenshots, yes. They do look rather cool. By the way, are we allowed to talk about who, you know, not what we're doing tomorrow, but who we're going to go spend some time with tomorrow?
I have no clue.
You have no clue.
I don't know. I'm keeping my mouth shut.
All right, forget it then. We're going to go meet some people tomorrow. Or that is, I'm going to visit some people tomorrow. Elkin is going to meet them for the first time, and we're really excited about it. We'll tell you all about it next week.
If we can.
Next week on The Jethel Silverwing Show. I think this is The Jethel Silverwing Show.
Did you... Is there something you can check with? I mean, there has to be a button up there you can push.
Let me check here.
You're listening to Jethel Silverwing, right?
Yep. It's The Jethel Silverwing Show. That's what it says here, anyway. What happens if I do this? Wow, loud screaming crowd. Ow. That wasn't good. What the hell was that all about? I blame you entirely.
Is that your fan club?
Screaming in terror? I would hope not. Oh. Hey! Here's a button I haven't pressed in a while. Unfortunately, I have nowhere to send you because I hit the pack all items button and the far back weather machine was packed up.
Oh no!
Don't worry about it. We'll put it back together.
Uh-huh.
We will. Oh, congratulations to Rowane, who just completed the quest for the Bag of Sewn Evil Eye. That was very cool. Congratulations. I'm holding off. I've got this list of old skits and stuff like that we've done. I'm holding off till next week. Next week, of course, is our 1 year anniversary, and we're going to be playing the best of. Now, this is not going to be some crappy clip show that, you know, network TV shows try to do once in a while. We are going to be live, but we're going to be playing some of the best skits that we've done over the last year. And possibly some new ones. We really need to get back on track with that. That's...
Yeah, you do.
Quiet woman.
Now, you know, the Sony podcast?
Yes.
They're going to try doing a best of.
Really?
I told them, I suggested that they go and they drag out all the coffee slurp sounds that they've had in the past few podcasts and put it to the, William Tell Overture, you know.
Well, that's not the William Tell Overture, but that's all right.
Which one's that one?
That would be the 1812 Overture.
Okay, well, whichever works.
The William Tell Overture is the old... Lone Ranger.
Well, that would work too.
But what the hell do I know? I don't know anything.
You don't?
I used to know stuff.
But I thought you did know stuff.
Eh, I used to.
Well, what do you do now?
I rely on other people now. You know, I have people now, you know? It's...
You do?
One of those things when you get famous like me, it's just... I don't have to think anymore. So why would I want to?
To keep your brain matter from turning pink or gray.
Well,
it's gray.
Fine. But I think At this point in time, I'm going to shut off my background music. I'm going to sing live.
Why? That means I have to go away.
Yes, you have to go away now.
I have to go away now?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go away, woman!
But, okay, fine. I'll grab Cheez-It.
Hey, what are you bringing me? Stop!
Cheez-It, I got popcorn and cheddar cheese.
Woohoo!
No.
He went that way!
Coming from behind us!
Hey, hey!
We're doing rhythm out of storm. They came in like a swarm. Rock pickers, crusaders, harvest stores. Steamy and hot, gonna give it all I got. Spell cast a sword session, ready or not.
Hey!
Stun them, keep teasing, been fighting all night. Call them all, beat them all, left and right. Look out, slaverers, bone callers too. Line them up for the dance, anyone will do. We took a wrong turn, began to jump. We've aggramored. I hear the cleric shouting, get this garment off me. Need to crown control.
Get this garment off me.
Oh, this is getting old.
Get this garment off me.
Well, I've had enough. Ranger hit it, escape to the bell. The situation's going straight to hell.
Hey!
Huh!
Hey!
Huh!
Hey!
Huh! Coming red, coming yellow, coming dark blue. A nasty little goblin coming after you. Get your sword, wiggle fingers, call lightning from above. Blow them all to hell, it's what we love. Oh, it's what we love. We gotta buff a little, met a little, scout a little more. They keep sneaking up behind us, come and get me to the ball. Here I got my 2D's, kick him in the teeth. Don't get him next time, we'll be back next week. Yeah, next week. They spawned around us, keep healing up. Ah, he's on my leg! Get on, get on, get on, get on, get on, get on, get on! I need some crowd control! Oh, this is getting old! Well, I've had enough! It's hot, I burn my feet! I'm out of food, out of drink, yeah! Around a volcano with all a tree. Hey, is she passed out?
She looks bad to me.
Oh, I'm hot.
Hot, hot.
Looking like a roast beef. How about some ice cream? Do you like goblins? Well, they sure like you. Take a wrong turn. Getting jumped. We beg a more. Hear the cleric shouting. Get this. Coming off me! Need to crowd control!
Get this coming off me!
Oh, this is getting old!
Get this coming off me!
Cause I've had enough!
Get this coming off me!
Can't take anymore!
Get this coming off me!
And we're just going to continue live here with Fippy Narkpaw.
I met him in Kinos outside the gate. I drew my sword, but the guards wouldn't wait to kill the Darkpaw. F-I-P-P-Y, Darkpaw. No, I'm not dumb, but I can't figure why he keeps coming back, time after time, Fippy Darkpaw. F-I-P-P-Y, Darkpaw. Whoa, whoa, the Fippy Darkpaw. Just starting out, can't figure what's up. He goes down faster than the little no-pop. That Fippy Darkpaw, F-I-P-P-Y, Darkpaw. He's got a cool name and he's giving a shout. His death toll surpasses the Riverbell Trout. That Fippy Darkpaw, F-I-P-P-Y, Darkpaw. Oh, oh, that Fippy Darkpaw. Started hunting just an hour ago. His suicide run really makes a great show. Avenging the pups, charging the gate. He should have got back, but he couldn't wait. I don't know what he's thinking, just seems a waste. A no kebab waiting on his unhinged haste. Fippy Darkpaw, F-I-P-P-Y, Darkpaw. We'll hold the Fippy Darkpaw.
Oh, I need some ale! Oh, that's better!
I'm barking around. I hear barking sounds. He falls to the ground. Can it be far or the guards? But it really didn't seem all that hard.
He can't take a hint. Can't read the signs. Guards laying him out. Time after time, Fippy Darkpaw, F-I-P-P-Y, Darkpaw.
Nose will be nose and guards will be guards. Look, he just fell again to a level 3 bard. Fippy Darkpaw, F-I-P-P-Y, Darkpaw. The little nose brain is really a mess. Compound of death, which keeps it coming, I guess. I'm moving on, I'll be back someday. He'll be charging it. Till they cancel this game.
He's got no further story and no further lore. Oh, the dev team must have been really, really bored. And then we Darkpaw,
F-I-P-P-Y, Darkpaw. Oh, oh, the Fippy Darkpaw. Darkpaw, F-I-P-P-Y, Darkpaw. Oh, oh, the Fippy Darkpaw.
And this goes on and on and on for another few minutes, so let's get on with, while we've been talking about the new trade skill items and stuff like that, let's just go with Den Mom.
Before I log into play, acting cool.
Acting cool.
I'll check for patch day updates. I'm a crafting fool.
Crafting fool.
What new wonders awaits in train scale halls?
Train scale halls.
Culinary delights within these walls.
Chef's salty balls.
Did my posts get altered late at night? Did they give, did they take? Den Mom will show me right. Oh,
the Den Mom has got it going on. And Matt has writing for scrolls to come along. Recipes and more.
Trade skill goddess 3'4". I'm always logging on to EQ Traders with Den Mom.
The Den Mom has got it going on. The Den Mom has got it going on.
Then, Mom, do you remember subcombines?
In your mind.
Alts for potions and sewing, wasting time.
I wish I learned to mime.
I wish we had those kits like an EQ1.
That was fun.
One touch, make or break. A click and you're done.
Oh, Pixie Berry Buns.
I get so lonely crafting by myself. Got Den Mom on my mind, a rolling pin wielding MILF.
The Den Mom has got it going on. And backpacks writing for scrolls to come along. Recipes and more.
Trade skill got us 3'4". I'm always logging on to EQ Traders and waiting and waiting. I'm always longing on. Oh, we love Den Mom. What would we do without Den Mom? Recipes and more. Trade skill got us 3'4". I'm always longing on to EQ Traders with Den Mom. And what the heck, we'll do one more, talking about Dark Elf Wizard. This, of course, is the new version, which can be found right now at kithacore.org. Shameless self-promotion is my middle name. Freeport, men in her path to fall. Newbies and the old guard, her charms ensnare them all. She conjured while she's skyclad, flawless as a China doll. That redhead dark elf wizard, she'll be the death of us all. She dances round the fire, plain slick her supple skin. Moonlight sharply glistens, her hair a flowing mane. Raindrops come to cool her, to the scorched earth they fall. That green-eyed dark elf wizard, she'll be the death of us all. She's a dark elf wizard, it takes his one look. Her dirty little outfit got you killed, that's all it took.
Armor stay up.
I don't know.
It defies gravity.
She causes such distractions, no group will let her in. That doesn't stop her from getting gifts from men.
It's such a sin.
She's nazo shame as she dances in what's our marble halls. That precocious dark elf wizard,
she'll see the death of us all.
She's a dark elf wizard, it takes his one look. Her dirty little outfit got you killed, that's all it took. Her tease is incidental, her nature she would say. Can't help the eyes that wander during nightly sky-clad play. But look, don't touch, I warn you, to the man who seems to stall. She's a level 80 wizard,
she'll be the death of you all.
She's a dark elf wizard, it takes his one look. Her dirty little outfit got you killed, that's all it took.
She's a dark elf wizard, it takes his one look. Her dirty little outfit got you killed, that's all it took.
kill us all! Woo!
Let me turn off the echo here. There we go.
You sure we're not front?
No. I'm in the back, actually, but that's all right. Where am I? I'm in the docks. Why am I at the docks? I have no
idea.
Should
I start making the tea again for you?
No, I'm fine. Why?
I don't know. You started kind of... Flippy was a little hard on you tonight.
No, I gotta stop singing that song anyway.
Why?
I don't know. It's just getting old. Who the hell remembers who Fippy Darkpar is anymore?
Yeah, but you do it so well.
Maybe I need to rewrite it.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe I need to rewrite it for another character.
I don't know.
I don't know. I just don't think Nathan Ironforge. No.
No.
No, no, no. We're not doing Nathan Ironforge.
It's Flippy. That's all there is to it.
Fippy, not Flippy.
Fippy.
You keep saying Flippy.
Well,
damn you and your Flippy, Darkpaw.
Beat me.
Well, apparently people in the chat channel remember who Fippy is. All right.
See?
All right, so? We'll keep it then.
The people have spoken.
The people have spoken, and they have said Fippy must stay. Although...
Yes?
Fippy Darkpaw has no honor.
Well, his descendant has no honor.
He has no honor.
And no armor.
And no armor.
He's naked!
No!
Naked gnolls.
It's not entirely true. In EQ2, anyway, they have pants and a vest. Some of them have some kind of leather armor. Yes, Hud is telling us here that Fippy's descendant is a crime lord in Kino Sewers.
Yeah,
I don't
need
know.
To take you there.
I don't know if I'd want to be known as the crime lord of the Kino Sewers.
Yep.
I don't know.
You've never seen him.
No, I've never actually been down to see Fippy Darkpaw the Fifth or whatever he is.
Yeah. I have the coin. I don't know if I could take you in with me or not, but I have the coin. You know, one of these times, if you want, I'll take you. We'll introduce you.
I think I can take him.
I'm on a first-name basis with him.
Yeah, isn't he just called Fippy?
Yeah.
Fippy Darkpaw. Know what I need to do? I need to prepare... I need to prepare more songs that could be sang live.
That's true.
When I first started recording songs, as soon as I got the instrumental done, I used to go ahead and save them immediately as, you know, the background, as the backing tracks, and I've stopped doing that.
No! Say it's not so!
And I need to go through here and make some ones that can be sang live.
Yeah, you're running out of stuff.
Not that I'm really running out of stuff. I'm just singing the same ones over and over again. Of course, one of the things I am working on right now, I am working on a parody to Cheeseburger in Paradise. You have no idea what that song is, do you?
Yes, I do.
You know Cheeseburger in Paradise?
I've heard it. I couldn't quote the lyrics for you, though, but yeah, I've heard it.
Okay. Let me see here. Jimmy Buffett, yes. I'm not a parrot head, which is what they call the fans of Jimmy Buffett. I'm not really a parrot head, but...
Why do they call people parrot heads?
Because he, all the songs he sings about are about the South Pacific, you know, the parrots and drinking on the beach and stuff like that. And so, parrots.
Okay.
He's the pirate bard is what he is.
He is? And I'm not listening to him?
Apparently not.
Hmm.
Let me try something here.
What are you going to try?
I'm going to sing Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Oh, it means I got to go away again.
See, it's just my way of getting rid of you, hon.
Ask them in channel. They want me to go away.
Well, stay there. It's just you can't sing along because we're not in sync with each other.
I know. I can't sing anymore.
Let me see. I've never tried singing this live. I'm going to go ahead and give it a shot. Why not?
Bye, guys.
Tried to amend my carnivorous habits. Nearly made it 70 days. Losing weight without sleeping, eating seeds. Drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up rays. But at night I have these wonderful dreams. Some kind of sensuous treat. Not zucchini, fettuccine, or bulgur wheat, but a big warm bun and a huge hunk of meat. We're talking cheeseburger in paradise. Heaven on earth with an onion slice. Not too particular, not too precise. I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise. I like mine with lettuce and tomato. Heinz 57 and french fried potatoes. Big kosher pickle in a cold draft beer. Well, good God almighty, which way do I steer for my cheeseburger in paradise? I think I messed that up. Okay, we're gonna stop that now. I told you I'm not a parrot head. Are you there? Hello? Elgwyn! Elgwyn! She can't hear me. She probably went out for a smoky treat. That's okay. Yeah, we have a place downtown Arlington called Paradise Burgers. I don't know. Alright, I need some more ale. That's the stuff! So if anyone have any questions for the Drunken Dwarf, let me know. I can turn on Dwarf on a moment's notice. Last week we had a great time with Brass from thebrass.com. We had a great time. I'm hoping to get her back sometime soon. Always a good time when a couple of drunken dwarfs get together. There he goes. Crack open a cold one here and have some ale. There we go. So yes, a congratulations to Delmon and Xanadi for another anniversary. My God, they're still on the air and no one shut them down or asked them to leave. Well, I don't think it's a matter of people not asking them to leave. They just, Delmon's stubborn, he just won't go away.
Can I come back now?
Yes, actually, I stopped after a while there. It's kind of messed up the song.
Oops. So I wonder how many people out there are actually took our advice from last week and started using the station launcher.
I don't know. I've been using it at work, actually, to talk to my buddies in-game.
I need to install it at work. I think I can get away with it.
I don't see why not. I mean, just make sure you turn the sounds off and stuff.
Well, I run on headphones anyway.
Oh, there you go. So are you still pirating right now?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go join a crew.
She's going to go join a crew. Which basically means you're grouping up, you're getting into a boat, and you have a captain of the boat, and everyone else pretty much has to be gunmen, correct?
Yep. which is kind of cool.
Yeah, you can be gunmen and join their boat.
Yeah, we're going out for a flagship. They have these ships that are, have little flags above them, some of them. And you can actually board these things.
And hey!
You damage them till they're crippled. And then little green circles show up on the side of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And you come up close enough and you grapple them. You the gunmen have to fire the cannons with grapples.
Uh-huh.
To catch them, okay?
Yes.
So if you're out captaining your own ship by yourself and being the gunman and everything, you got to just drop the wheel, go to a gun, and use the grapple.
Mm-hmm.
But then you, then everybody on the board, on the board, on the ship, takes ropes and we swing over to the other ship and we do hand-to-hand combat with the NPCs that are on it.
Hand-to-hand combat.
Hand-to-hand, hand-to-foot.
You go hand-to-hand combat with the other people on the ship, and they can take, and they'll get my sword when they pry it
from my cold, dead hands.
You know, I just love using that
clip. I know you love that.
My cold, dead hands. I love that. You know, you know what else I can do here?
What?
Keep talking. Just keep talking.
I'm going to keep talking because he's going to do something that I can't hear.
I'm beeping you. I'm beeping you like you're swearing.
See? But I'm not. Damn it. But these are all NPC ships and all NPC creatures that create people that we blow up. They're either Navy personnel or East Indian Trading Company people.
So you're attacking the East Indian Trading Company?
Yes.
What is wrong with you?
Nothing. Yeah. Why is there something wrong with me?
Well, what's happened to you?
What do you mean?
I mean, what's happened to you? I mean, going around pirating. Being an outlaw.
Well, it's better than me being a rogue.
Oh, that's true. Rogues suck. Oh, I'm going to start getting emails by rogues now. I'm kidding, rogue people. Don't worry about it. See? Oh, you can't see because you're not, because you're not, you know, in game.
I will be. Let me get this out of my system.
Damn pirates.
Yarr.
Yarr.
Yo-ho, yo-ho.
So, tell me, do you fear death?
Nope, sorry.
Oh. Well, why not?
But because I've died so many times that I'm not afraid of it anymore.
I'll see.
But speaking, I guess I said something about tea.
No, I think I'm all right. My voice feels fine. Just after I get singing for a while, I just get dry.
Jeez. Well, I can say I sent some tea to Brenlo.
Yes.
And hopefully Amy will help him brew it up and he'll try it for fanfare. So he won't lose his voice. So we'll see how that goes. I sent him some honey, too.
Some honey?
Yes.
Well, just be that way.
Well, this way, you know, because I usually put a spoonful of honey in.
Just a spoonful of honey helps her tea go down. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. That's what it always does.
I see. I like doing that. If you go to alakazams.com and look up an item, they have a spot there where you can copy and paste a link, so if you want to show people in-game.
But you can see very clearly where the name of the item is in the link, and you can change it. So I just linked in-game the Bazooka of Kethakor. Which, of course, is a nice little play item that we made up in EQ1. If you ever ticked off Jethel, you got the Bazooka of Kethakor pointed at you. And, of course, you know, for that, I just... If you click on the link, it brings up the rain caller. I like it. Unfortunately, I tried it. You can't do it with the trade skill items. They're not providing a link. It's jerks. Oh, wait. We're on the ZAM network. They're not jerks.
You better be watching it, buddy.
No, they're not jerks. They're hardworking people. Alakazam.com. Hardworking people bringing you cheats and walkthroughs and information since 1999.
Alakazam.
You think I kissed up enough?
I don't know.
Did I kiss enough, bud? Am I still on the air? Hello? What is it I wanted to look up just now?
I don't know. What are you looking up?
I don't know anymore.
You know, in Washington State, we're used to the rain.
I am getting so tired of the frickin' rain.
Well, they've said that we're supposed to have warmer weather, like 70 to 80 degrees. It was supposed to start tomorrow. But I looked at the things, and it says rain again. But it looks like Thursday and Friday are going to start getting warm.
Thursday and Friday, huh?
Yeah. So hang in there. Because then you'll be bitching about how hot it is.
True. There we go. I just linked in the game. A brand new weapon as of live update 45. Delmon's Great Sword of Doom. Let's click on this link here and see what it is.
What is it?
It's a one-handed slashing sword with a 9.1 ratio.
Ooh. That does a lot of damage. You probably die from the rust.
Oh, well, Tonk is telling us here, EQ2links.com for all your EverQuest links. All right. So you done that quest yet?
What?
The quest, the one you're on. Are you done it yet or what?
No.
Oh, Quinn.
I'm 95%.
You were supposed to be done.
I would like to be done. This thing's gone on forever. I mean, it's neat.
You know, I'm disappointed about something. I'm disappointed. I spent the money, and I sent a package of Thomas's English muffins to Monty. Who, of course, lives in England. Did you know that they don't have English muffins in England?
They're probably called something else.
I don't know. They don't have English muffins in England, so I sent him a package of Thomas's English muffins, and I was hoping that he would have gotten them by now so he could try some live on the air and tell us what he thinks. He got a notice that there was a package for him at the post office today. But unfortunately, he didn't have the time to go down.
Aww.
Okay, Real Wayne is saying that they're called crumpets. Nope, Domino is saying crumpets are totally different from English muffins.
The great food debate goes on.
Actually, according to the Food Network, there's nothing like them in England. Ow.
Ow?
Ow.
What'd you do?
I just felt like I got something under my plate here. All right.
Your finger.
No, I'll be talking like this.
Oh, okay.
There we go, that's better. Ooh, what's Delmon's Torch of Trade Scale Devotion look like? Ooh, it's a floor lamp. What does it look like? It's a floor lamp, all right.
Everybody needs a good floor lamp.
I have to agree. Actually, if I remember correctly, Thomas's English muffins were made by a guy named Thomas, and he did come from England. So, of course, you know, way back then, England, you know, kind of a novelty. So, and he made these things and just started calling them English muffins as a novelty. I'm English, here are my muffins. And I guess they sold enough, you know. Naomi is saying, it doth and hath thou.
She's been infected with Delmonitis.
Actually, I think she's making fun of Delmon. That's all right.
Oh, okay.
It's perfectly okay to make fun of Delmon, I think. I mean, he's putting himself out there. And, well, he does what he does every week.
God bless his heart. Or I should say, Tuner bless his heart.
Ooh, there's a rat here. How come I can't kill how come I can't kill the rat?
Well, maybe it's a pet. And don't do it in front of Cheez-It. He might get upset.
Very true. Oh, God. Why can't I click the right thing? There it is.
You keep clicking the wrong thing?
I keep clicking the wrong things. I think we're going to play a... what am I going to play? Yeah, let's do that one. We haven't played a Real Man of Norrath in a while, so let's listen to The Real Men of Norrath.
Mysterious Ranger Productions presents The Real Men of Norrath.
Real Men of Norrath.
Today we salute you. Mr. Takes role-playing way too seriously.
Mr. Takes role-playing way too seriously.
While others play the game, you live the game. From decorating your room in false masonry to painting your car to look like a horse.
Well, they call it a Mustang.
Others laughed at your advances, but that merchant in Kino's Harbor is starting to crack. You know, the one with the red hair and the round perky.
Dude, you really got a problem.
They didn't appreciate your heroic attempts to bring justice to the food court by hacking that meter schnitzel cart to a splintering pile of rubble.
Oh, the glory bars, Julius!
Your honor cannot be swayed. Your shield cannot be shaken. And by the way, your mother called. The papier-mâché dragon you built just burnt down the house.
Mr. Chase, role-playing way too seriously.
Moments ago, we activated the far-back time machine and sent Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It Nibblebuns back in time to bring you the far-back weather report. So tell me, guys, how's the weather in Oasis of Mars?
Jeffel, I think you need to check your settings.
Where are we?
I'm standing next to a Wookiee. I didn't know what a Wookiee was until a couple minutes ago.
Don't look at me like that.
I think you sent me to the wrong game. Hey, there's someone over there.
Yeah,
come on, Cheez-It.
Excuse me?
Hey, you! With the bucket on your head! He must be a paladin. Hey! Where the heck are we?
Unless these guys over here.
Apparently, he doesn't talk very much. Look, we just got transported from another game. Can you help us out?
Impressive.
Not really.
Most impressive.
Yeah.
Another game, you say?
Yeah, it was a mistake.
Join with me.
Join with you.
And together, we will rule the galaxy as...
There you are.
Hey. We'll find out.
Well, the guy over there says we're in Star Wars galaxies.
What is that?
Oh, this is my friend Cheez-It.
Hi.
He travels with me everywhere.
Hey, how you doing?
The Rotonga is kind of a cross between a man and a rat.
Oh.
Never mind.
What?
The power to cross galaxies must be mine.
It's not mine. It was a mistake.
Join with
Who
me.
Who is this guy?
I just met
hey,
you.
Hey, he's my partner.
Then you have chosen your destiny.
What?
What are you doing with your hands stretched out like that?
Hey, Vader's choking out someone.
I don't. What are you talking about?
Oh, he's going down.
I don't feel a thing. You're not choking me out, you little... Jesus! Jesus! Oh! Oh, now you've crossed the line.
Don't make me destroy you.
Ha! Yeah, basic rules of combat. Sharpened battle axe beats 7-foot guy in black bathrobe every time! Ha ha ha! Oh, Jesus, are you all right, buddy?
All right.
Get to your feet. Yeah, come on up here. Hey, here's a mug of ale.
Oh, thanks, Lord. Thank you for rescuing me.
Well, of course I'd come to your rescue. You're my best friend.
Oh, you're my best friend too, Dwarf.
Hey, Dwarf? Cheez-It?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Jethel.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah. Well, you know, we work off the chat server. I kind of put the wrong game extension in the front.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, we know
that promise won't happen again.
It better not.
Let's bring you back.
All right, thanks a lot.
I'm not even going to tell you what the feather is.
Mysterious Ranger Productions presents The Real Men of NORAD.
Real Men of NORAD.
Today we salute you, Mr. Accidentally Mistell Cybersex and Guild Chat.
Mr. Accidentally Mistell Cybersex and Guild Chat.
On this special day, we learned a lesson. And that lesson is, take it to a private channel. We didn't need to know that much about your private life.
Speaking of private,
you've been caught with your pants down. Your hand in the cookie jar, tossing the gnome, shaving the Karen, slapping the orc, greasing the troll.
Can't you keep it to yourself?
And even though you've scarred your guildmates for life, gloat in the knowledge that a guy playing a video game for 40 hours a week can still get some tail.
Aw, man, she's a dude.
So hold your head up high. You've got charm, you've got charisma, and apparently you have a fetish for Ratanga smeared in peanut butter.
Mysterious
Ranger Productions announces NORATH tonight recognizes a NORATHian community leader. This segment of NORATH tonight has been brought to you by Dead Mother, homestyle rations and ale for the weary traveler. Remember, when your tummies are grumbling, no one bakes like Mom. EQTraders.com has been serving the EverQuest Trade Skill community since 1999. EQTraders.com nor Naomi Den Mother are associated or affiliated with Sony Online Entertainment, Online Gaming Radio, Kithacore.org, and did not pay for or ask for this advertisement. I just thought that kind of devotion deserves a big old high five. Thanks, Den Mother. You've helped us all out a great deal through the years.
Elkin, are you there?
Let me check. Yep, I feel like I'm here.
All right. Well, I have to be sure about these things.
You do?
I do. Who else am I going to talk to? Dwarf?
Ooh, hey! That dwarf, cheese it.
You know, you guys haven't used us in a long time. We're sitting over here. Oh, come on, you had a great talk with Brass last week.
Oh, sure! Once! Come on! You gotta come up with some more stuff!
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Guys, Dwarf and Cheez-It need work. And that means you need to send your questions and your queries to drunkendwarf@kithacore.org. Ask him anything. He'll give you answers. He wants to give you answers. And Cheez-It wants to read your mail and then chew it up and use it for stuffing in his bed. I mean, even right now, does anyone have a question for the Drunken Dwarf? He'll be more than happy to answer your questions live right here on the air, won't you, Dwarf?
Yeah, bring it on! Oh, that's a... I'm smarter than the Delmon, I tell you that!
Alright, the gauntlet has been thrown down. Whoop, oh, we have questions for the Drunken Dwarf. Dwarf, get over here, you have questions.
Oh, questions? I'm coming! Alright,
I'm here. Let's change some music. All right. Let's see here.
Dwarf, what's your stance on floating barrels of ale?
What's my stance on floating barrels of ale? Shaky. No, my balance ain't that great when I'm, you know, drinking the ale, you know? Get out the floating barrels. Hopefully the water's not too deep, because I'm sure I'm going to be falling off. All right, let's see here. Who is the second deity to come to Norrath? Wasn't that the Nameless? I think... Elquin!
Yes?
Wasn't that the Nameless?
Second deity to come to Norrath?
Vishen was the first, I believe. She swiped at the globe and made the scars of Vishen off of Velios. And I think the Nameless came next.
You sure it wasn't Brawl of the Underground?
No, I'm pretty sure... Pretty sure it was the Nameless. Delmon, am I close?
Domino wants to know, dear Drunken Dwarf, what kind of furniture would Delmon like to see in the next update?
Oh, that's easy. He wants chairs you can sit in. Delmon loves sitting in chairs and lying in beds. Anything so he doesn't have to do anything for his show, right? Ha 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 ha! Oh! You get this one.
Linuvan from the Kithagor server wants to know, what about barrels floating in midair?
You want me to balance on barrels floating in midair? Again, I suppose that, that depends on how high they are in the air. I mean, I certainly wouldn't want to lose my balance and poof, fall off and land on Cheez-It. You don't want that happening. Let's see here.
Dear Drunken Dwarf, Tonk wants to know, how many steins of ale does it take to get Dwarf drunk under the table?
You know, I think it's more like, how many steins of ale will it take to get Dwarf drunk on top of the table? I don't drink under tables! Oh, man! See, Tonk's a gnome! Gnomes do lots of things under the table! So, I don't know. Alright. Let's see here. Morian, she doesn't have a question. Oh! Take it!
Rolian from the Legion of Kithakor on the Antonia Bale server wants to know, dear Drunken Dwarf, which looks better, female Dark Elves or female Wood Elves?
Oh, that's a tough one. I guess it really depends on your how drunk you are. They're both pretty damn hot, if you ask me. I would say, you know, I'm going to have to go with the Dark Elves on this one. That's just the mood I'm in tonight. I mean, it really depends on the girl, too. I mean, there are ugly girls in every race, I suppose. But, right now I'd have to say Dark Elves. All right.
Rothara from the Antonia Bales server wants to know, whoops, got to scroll back up. What do you think happened to the dwarves that lived in Velios all those years ago?
I'll say they probably frickin' drowned! Oh, my music ended! Must put the music back on. I can't think, Drunken Dwarf! Come on! Music! There we go. Alright, let's see here.
Limuvan from the Kithagor server wants to know, Maiden's Fancy or Play Elf?
Maiden's Fancy! It's as simple as that! Let's see here. Who's new on the Maiden's Fancy this week? We have new new people! Maidensfancy.kithacore.org! Let's see who's new on the Maidens Fancy this week. We have... who is that? Bring up issues. Issues, yeah, we got a lot of issues on this. We have... Sirha! A female human dirge. See, ooh, ooh, she's hot! Ho, ho, ho! Sirha, a female human dirge, and, Varishka, a female dark elf defiler! Oh, she looks mean! Oh, she's mean, but so hot at the same time! Alright, maidensfancy.kithacore.org, and click on issues. We have lots of issues.
I know you do.
Oh, let's see here. Ooh, Domino.
Oh, you mean the shows.
Yes, yes. Domino has a question. Cheese it! Hit it!
Hold on a minute. My voice is hurting me. There we go. Dear Drunken Dwarf. That cutie Duggan on the step stock is a real looker, but all he ever thinks about is his next meal. Do you think there's any hope I might get a date with him so he doesn't involve harvesting?
Let's see. Could Domino get a date with Duggan on the step stocks? Elquin, do you have any opinion on this? I really haven't talked to the guy myself.
I don't know.
He's the guy that gives you the quests so you can get the new play settings.
He's hungry all the time.
Yes, but Domino wants to spend time with him that doesn't involve harvesting.
I don't know. He's a hungry heifer. All he wants is food, food, food.
Domino, I'm not sure. Yes, if Domino made him some cookies, maybe you could spend a little time with him until you run out of cookies, and then he'll probably want you to go harvesting again. Or better yet, contact the Sony Online Entertainment Development Team. Maybe they can set something up for you. Maybe you go home, Domino, and you'll find Duggan in your house. Delmon wants to know why there are no sporks. For that, we're gonna go to Domino! Domino, why are there no sporks? We need sporks for the Delmon! And she'll probably get back to us with some kind of an answer in a minute. So Elquin, how are you?
I'm good, Dufu. How about you?
Ah, don't use my real name! People are gonna be looking for me! I'm the Drunken Dwarf! And I'm blind, stinking drunk!
You're Dufu.
Oh.
And will always be Dufu to me.
Because you'll always be Dufu to me. What is it with you anyway?
What do you mean?
You're sneaking my bed. I'm trying to get some sleep.
What do you mean
sleep.
I sneak? You're sneaking my bed!
No, it's my bed! I have no idea what you're talking about anymore!
Well, you need to find another bed.
What? It's my bed! I have the receipt!
You do?
Maybe?
Uh-huh. Dwarf, I think you better quit when you're ahead.
Oh! Let's see,
Oh, we got another. We have another question here from Lunavan. Linuvan from the Kithagor server says, "Dear Drunken Dwarf, what's the difference between a savage gnoll from deep in Splitpaw Caverns and a Drovarg?"
I'd say about 3 feet.
Yeah.
Those Drovargs are freaking huge.
And they drool a lot.
Oh, they drool.
Worse than a warg.
Let's see, Oh, Domino's going to invite Duggan to a game of capture the heifer. Oh, hold the flag. Capture the flag. Yeah. Ooh, Sergeant Quackers and his ducks. I get easily distracted.
Yeah.
What the hell am I going? Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to the Thundering Steps to speak to Duggan in person.
Well, if you do, get a couple more mugs. I mean, you broke a lot of the mugs from when we made the last movie, and we need to get them replaced.
I see how you are.
Well, you're telling me that it's not a good deal to have more beer mugs around?
I've only got one stein, and it's all I need!
That thing is growing mold!
That
is disgusting!
I don't know what your problem is, woman!
It's disgusting.
You need to keep the ale in there for a couple of weeks to give the stein some flavor!
Hun, it is so grody, that thing is growing legs and walking around the room.
No, look! It's a rat!
Hey, watch it!
Now, will you quit picking on Cheez-It? Cheez-It is my buddy, too.
But it's my job! I'm supposed to pick on him! Alright, you know what? While we're at it, I'm gonna sing!
You're gonna sing?
I'm gonna sing. You think Jethro's the only guy that can sing around here? I'm gonna sing! I'm gonna sing the song that started it all! No, wait, that would be I Love Hunting Moles. I'm gonna sing the song that started your video career! So let's see if I can get this right here. Cause I want that rock! Okay, here we go. I want that rock! I want that rock!
Rock!
I'm mining rocks!
Rock!
Yeah! I want that rock!
Rock!
Yeah, Domino knows about mining rocks! Harvesting golden ore! All I gotta do is get the note before the castle. Let's go!
Go!
Go, 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 go! Says that I stole his claim. I got my stone. He's a whiny little baby. Shout no!
No!
No, 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 no. So if you like to mine, I'd like the way I do it. Get your pick out, swing it, or I'll get it before you. I want that rock!
Rock!
I want that rock!
Rock!
I'm mining rock!
Rock!
I want that rock!
Rock!
Smelting iron and tin can make him eat northern swords that'll hit him in the nose!
No!
No, 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 nose! Selling my ore today, people pay the big bucks, I'm making all the silver and the gold!
Gold!
Gold, 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 gold! Cruising through the tiers, just to pick at rocks and gold veins! You better get hit quick or I'll get it before you! I want that rock!
Rock!
I want that rock!
Rock!
I'm mining rock!
Rock!
I want that rock!
Rock!
I want that rock!
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 I want that rock!
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 I'm mining rock!
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 I want that rock!
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 Hey!
Rock!
There's another rock! I want that rock!
Rock!
I want that rock!
Rock!
I'm mining rocks!
Rock!
Oh, I want that rock!
Rock!
We gotta get Domino to record some of this. I want that drug!
Rock!
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 I want that drug!
Rock!
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 I'm mining!
Rock!
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 I want that drug!
Rock!
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 I want that drug! Ha! And that's all I got to say about it!
Very good.
I still think we ought to get Domino to record some of the lyrics here with me. Domino, you gotta rock out to rock! You know, there's a reason I don't do singing live with Drunkendorf all that often. Oh!
You'd be drinking more tea.
No, oh, I'd be drinking tea all the time if I kept this up. Time for some more ale. Oh, that's a lot better! All right, I'm back.
Compared to being front?
Yeah, Dwarf's over there coughing up blood. It's nothing. It's all right.
What?
No.
Oh, my God, don't say that.
Ooh, it's Duggan Brandywine. Ow, now I'm getting a cramp. What's that about?
Guys aren't supposed to get cramps.
I do, just not where you do.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, then you're not supposed to tug on it very hard, then.
Hey! All right, folks, you know what? It's about that time.
About time what?
About time for my famous ending skit.
It's time to go?
Yeah, it's time to go. It's getting really hot in here, and I need to open the window. And as I mentioned earlier, I've got a lot to fix on my UI.
Yeah.
So people can use it and stuff, you know.
Simple things.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's just one of those things. People, you know, expect me to, you know, keep my UI up for some reason. I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking.
That you need to keep your UI up?
Yeah, most likely. I'm standing here with Duggan Brandywine. I'm asking him if he wants to go out with Domino, and he keeps wanting me to go harvest stuff for him. I'm sorry, Domino, I've tried. He's not budging. I know. I think Domino needs to come out to Duggan and maybe show a little, little calf, a little knee, or, you know, well, you know, I believe Domino's a halfer, so it would be
It's the feet. One half or to another, you know, it's the foot hair, it's the feet.
Do you think Domino braids?
Probably.
Do you really think she braids her
feet hair?
Her feet hair?
Well, I think that's the current thing.
Really?
Yes, finely braided feet hair, yeah.
Hmm.
I think a little Caribbean foot sort of thing going on, you know, beads and stuff. Yeah.
The corns of the Caribbean. I know, that was bad. Hud had a question in the guild chat wanting to know where the new guild hall is. It's not done yet, man. It's rather crowded in there. But if you go to Gorrowind and just go straight past the, I don't know what the actual address is, but if you just go straight past the broker, and up to the house right behind the broker there, just visit LOK Guild Hall. But Zan and I are working on it. Of course, Krima, who is Elquinjena's crafting alt.
Krima T. Orium.
Krima T. Orium. is going to be making some stuff for us. We're going to make this guild hall look really good and real special. It's going to be short bus special, I'm telling you. Now that's special. So, it's about that time, folks. Remember, next week I'm hoping to have a very special guest, and I will make that announcement once I know for sure.
But I hope Shanghai somebody.
What's that?
Said, we'll Shanghai somebody.
Yes, we'll Shanghai somebody. But I'm hoping to have a very special guest for next week. Our 1 year anniversary, the Jethro Silverwing Show. Of course, it's gone by Norath today, Norath tonight.
moved from Tuesday to Sunday to back to Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I thought the move to Sunday would suit me better, but it didn't. So, anyway, good night, folks. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll talk to you all next week. Elkin, got anything you want to say before we go? You want to send out an arg or something?
Arg me hearties.
All right. Arg to all of our hearties. Thanks a lot, guys. I got to log out and cool off a little bit.
He's going to go get blown by the fan.
Oh, God. All right, folks. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Hey, all right, that's it for this episode of the Jethro Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethro Silverwing.
And I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheese and Nibblemuds!
Allman Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Deep Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alcoholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 badgers, 2 giant rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, a package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday night at 4 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for me, Jethro Silverwing, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elk Magenta, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.